Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Tech Results, your complete IT partner. Want to know why your systems are slow and unresponsive? Call us at 814-206-0000 and schedule your free business IT evaluation, or at techresults.com. That's TEKResults.com.
Welcome in. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, the Keystone Sports app, and Keystone Sports Network on Spotify. I'm Dustin Hockensmith, Greg Pickle here with me. We're coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio, Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. We got a good show, 60 minutes of Penn State football coming your way. Looking ahead mostly to the 2019 season, we spent a lot of time earlier in the week covering Penn State's recruiting hot streak. 12 new commitments since June 21st has pushed Penn State's class into the top 10 in the country. If you missed all that, check it out on the Keystone Sports app or on KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. We are now focusing on the current team and the 2019 season. We've done breakout picks on both sides of the ball. We've done biggest question marks on both sides of the ball. You can check those out again, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. Today's show, we're starting off with our awards pick or superlatives, your most valuable player, your rookie of the year, your biggest surprise, first on offense, then on defense. We're going to continue with our player profile series, which is winding to a close. These are just looking at every Penn State player on the roster, where they came from, where we think they're going. And Ask Greg will be our fourth and final quarter this week. These are your Penn State football and recruiting questions with a shot to win a bottle of wine from tailgatewine.com. So let's start, Greg, on the offensive side of the ball. I don't know whether you've jotted down some picks, but I've got more or less who I think is in the conversation. Okay. And you can agree or disagree with who's in the conversation. I'll give my pick as well. We'll start with the big one. We'll call it most valuable player, the MVP of the offense. I think two names really jump to the top of the heap here. One's KJ Hamler, who was their most explosive player last year as a redshirt freshman. And he did it on special teams, did it as a runner, although not as often as a runner as I would have hoped. And I think his role will grow as far as that goes. Pat Freiermuth, who's led the team in touchdown catches a year ago, it's easy to see him pushing forward and being a big time player as a true sophomore, being a potential NFL guy down the road. I've also got Ricky Slade and Sean Clifford as MVP type players if things go well in their first season as starters.
Well, I think for Penn State's offense to thrive, Sean Clifford's going to have to be in that conversation, because if not, then obviously, you know, KJ Hamler's probably not going to get the production he needs, and Ricky Slade's probably not going to get the help from the passing game to thrive in the run game. So to me, I think the bidding probably starts and ends with Clifford. It's never fair to give all the credit to the quarterback, but we see it time and time again. When a team does well on offense, almost every time the quarterback's the one that wins those awards and gets that kind of attention. So, you know, I think Clifford is the pick, and the other two guys will benefit from his success. Obviously, we have to wait until James Franklin picks Sean Clifford as a starter, but let's just assume that's done, regardless of the talk that's to come and has already come about it being an open competition heading into camp with Will Levis. So, you know, for Clifford, I think the big question marks will be how long does it take him to get up to speed at the college level, and how quickly can his offensive line mesh together after losing two guys to the NFL this past offseason. So those two things will be the biggest questions from the get-go. But to me, I think Clifford's in store for a big year, and you know, it won't surprise me if his stats end up being among the best in the Big Ten.
You can't hide your quarterback. You know, I think that's right. What that's what always makes or breaks an offense. It's an 11 player game, so you can't put all the credit and all the blame on one guy. But you know, you can do 10 guys can do their jobs well, but if your quarterback can't throw, it really doesn't matter unless you're going to run the ball 95% of the time. So with Sean Clifford, I don't think there's going to be any hiding whatsoever. I'm excited about the dynamic that he can bring to Penn State's offense. I think, you know, we did some videos last week for Penn Live, Greg, where we talked about explosiveness and who are their most explosive players on both sides of the ball. Maybe we'll get into that on this show down the road as well. But Sean Clifford, you know, I made the case that he could be a better vertical passer
right.
than Trace McSorley. And I think that that's fair. McSorley did the job and was able to push the ball down the field. I just think Sean Clifford can do it with more ease. And what does that do for the offense? If they're going to, if that maybe affords them, you know, in conjunction with maybe some better play from the wide receivers,
yep.
the ability to make more explosive plays down the field, boy, that can only help.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And one thing I'm interested to see with Ricky Ronnie running this offense for the second year now is what kind of ways does he change in year two? And what I mean by that is, does he do more two tight end stuff now that Nick Bowers is healthy and obviously Pat Freiermuth returns? Do we see multiple backs come into the game with Penn State seemingly set on playing at least three, if not four, of those guys this fall? And, you know, do we see the offense change a whole lot because Sean Clifford isn't a runner that Tommy Stevens or Trace McSorley is? Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. I mean, I think Clifford's more explosive than a lot of people gave him credit for, and that should lead this offense to look fairly similar. But, and there's always a but, you know, he's not going to endlessly take off and, you know, turn 4th and 13 into a 40-yard run down the field. He might be able to run for 20, but that's probably about it. So how does that change things? And, you know, is he ready to make all the reads that you have to make in this offense? I mean, let's not take for granted the fact that Trace McSorley has led this team in a lot of ways for 3 years, and, you know, his reads where he was sometimes very good at it and sometimes questionable at best. And, you know, where will Sean Clifford be on that scale? That's going to be something that helps dictate this offense in 2019 as well.
Yeah, as far as Ricky Ronnie goes, I think it's hard to really thrive as an offensive coordinator when your wide receivers can't really catch.
Right. That is sort of a problem. You know, that tends to slow things down a little bit.
The number of plays that were drawn up well and ended on a drop, and the number of drives that might have had some rhythm to them that the rhythm was lost because of a drop, it was just way too many to even count. And it was really difficult for Ricky Ronnie to do that job with all that in mind. And they ended up a little bit I would say desperate to pull Jahan Dotson's red shirt midway through the year. I think hints at looking for somebody, anybody who can reliably catch the ball. If that dynamic goes away in 2019, then you could be having a different conversation about Ricky Ronnie.
Right.
How about for Rookie of the Year? And I would include redshirt freshmen in this group too.
Right.
Noah Kane and Devin Ford. One or the other can't. I think one or the other is going to emerge as the freshman of the freshmen. Probably Noah Kane, I'm guessing. Justin Shorter, a redshirt freshman. Rasheed Walker as a redshirt freshman. Daniel George as a redshirt freshman. Are there any names that I missed?
No, I think that more or less covers a lot of them.
The best possibilities are there. There can always be room for surprises.
Yeah.
Like Jahan Dotson last year. But I would say my pick would be Rasheed Walker, because of this group, he's not guaranteed anything, but he's the most likely to be a double-digit game starter.
Right. Yeah, there's no question. I mean, I think we'll see Justin Shorter be the third wide receiver come the start of the 2019 season. But yeah, as we've seen with this offense, it doesn't matter who you are. Sometimes the ball might just not come your way, and that can limit the upside of Shorter and Daniel George. So I think, you know, again, kind of like the Sean Clifford deal, if Penn State's offense is going to be its best version this fall, I think Rasheed Walker has to be your freshman of the year, because guess what? If they're having issues at left tackle, then they're going to have issues for, a lot of the games in terms of getting the offense even off the ground. So yeah, he has to grow up quickly. I think that, you know, what we heard from him both back in June, and then when Matt Limegraver talked a couple weeks later, what we heard from both of those two guys says that, you know, things are looking up and looking in the right direction, but it's never easy to step in there at any age, let alone as a redshirt freshman, and become the guy that has to protect the quarterback's blind side. I know Ricky Ronnie gets frustrated when, you know, it's suggested that the left side's a blind side because rushers can come from all over and you don't know which is your blind side and which isn't half the time. But, you know, to have him out there is a, you know, it's a big responsibility, and, you know, they're going to need him to not only quickly accept that, but quickly, thrive and flourish in that role.
And they managed to put him in a situation in the spring where he was thrown into the fire and having to block some of these explosive Penn State defensive ends. It could help him down the road. It's the Keystone Kickoff Show. We are looking ahead to the 2019 season, handing out some offensive awards before training camp even begins. So we're doing this on the offense and on the defense. This segment brought to you by GoPSURV.com, where they have a ton to offer for the 2019 season. Every home football weekend, the ultimate tailgating experience. You can stay in an RV from Friday through Sunday. You can get a shuttle back and forth to and from Beaver Stadium. You don't ever have to stop tailgating or watching football with the ginormous TV in their lot. It's an incredible way to take in a football weekend and to make it a more immersive experience. Check out what they have to offer at GoPSURV.com. Most improved will be my next category. I've got a few names for you. Michael Mennett, obviously a starter at center last year. He has a chance to make a leap and not just a starter, but an all Big Ten type player. Nick Bowers, who his career has been a little bit of a winding road to this point, now should play the biggest role of his career as the number two tight end. As you mentioned, two tight ends might be on the field more often than we've grown accustomed to seeing, mainly because Penn State hasn't really had two tight ends in James Franklin's tenure here.
Yeah, what choice did they have to do that is a good question there, yeah.
C.J. Thorpe coming from being an offensive guard / defensive tackle last year to being now a co-starter at offensive guard. Justin Shorter, with all the trials and tribulations of his freshman season as a five-star player, has a chance to make a big time leap too. I'm sure there are some others I missed.
Yeah, I mean, I think to me, Nick Bowers is the one that catches my eye most. I mean, sometimes we hear a lot about guys and then it ends up being more talk than actual production. But I think what we saw from him at the end of last season, Dustin, is why, you know, you can buy the hype, I guess you could say, when it comes to his production this fall. So, you know, most improved is kind of a tough thing to put on him, I feel like, because he's the most healthy he's ever been. And that kind of plays a big role in all this, of course. But yeah, he's my guy in this category. I just think that he's not going to overtake Pat Freiermuth. He's not going to, you know, significantly cut into Pat Freiermuth's snaps, but he is going to give them the option to put two tight ends on the field at the same time and see what, you know, throw that at defenses and give them something to think about. And he's also going to, you know, put himself in a position to get some reps when Freiermuth needs a blow. And quite frankly, we've talked before about how, you know, it felt like the inability to take Mike Kosicki off the field was really a detriment to him, even though he was fantastic and you hated to do it. You know, you need to get these guys a break every, you know, few series, especially if you're marching up and down the field. Now Penn State has the opportunity to do that with Bowers.
One more here. I want to say the 12th man, somebody who starts the season as a reserve and emerges as a potential starter. It happens every year, Greg. Moran, between Mike Moran and CJ Thorpe, one of these guys is could be a shoe-in for it. But right. I think, you know, Devin Ford, his ability to arrive late in the summer and to make an impression just like Jahan Dotson. Daniel George, Justin Shorter probably in that category. Anthony Wigan, if disaster strikes at tackle, who do you got there?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's probably – see, I can't figure out who's going to start, Mike Miranda or C.J. Thorpe, but that's obviously the answer. I think Thorpe might be able to win that job. I had Miranda sort of penciled in, but let's go with Thorpe.
All right, I would say the same thing. One of those two guys, and I think you know, Thorpe could end up being on the reserve role and early in the season. All right, we're going to do the same thing on the defensive side as well, looking at 2019 awards. Stick around.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSURV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon, stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today. 409 Tailgate Club proudly introduces our tailgate wines. Like our great sauces and rubs, you'll enjoy our wines at your next cookout, tailgate, or even as a great gift for that fan of the blue and white. Speaking of blue and white, you've got to try our award-winning Sapphire Blue, made from pure blueberry juice. Or how about our Old Main Pinot Grigio and 1855 Vidal? Go to tailgatewine.com and find all our PA preferred wines. That's tailgatewine.com.